Hello, I'm Jeremy. Tell the band to go home. I'm Jeremy Robson.
Jeff Robson, you can tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, you can tell the band to go home. You are a wonderful DJ man. You play very good songs on your show. You were doing a show about Van Sant Towns, yeah. And you played a song by me. And I'm very grateful. Cause you're a nice guy. Yes, I'm very grateful. Cause you're a very nice guy. And you are good friends with good Stu Reed. Stu Reed is my personal friend. Jeff Robson, when you play my song, I call myself the passionate and objective Joker fan. Jeff Robson, but I change my name all the time. In this album, my name is Paparazzi in the Photogs. And I figured I'd do a song about you now, instead of waiting till I do another album as a passionate and objective Joker fan. Cause I don't have any plans to do another one of those albums for a while. And I didn't want you to have to wait to have a song about you. Oh, Jeff Robson. I Google my name all the time. I don't Google my real name. I Google the fake name that I use for putting out albums. Yeah. And when I Googled my name, I found that you played the song that I wrote about Towns Van Zandt. Yeah. And I downloaded the podcast and I listened to the show and I said, I've made it. I was played on Tell the Band to Go Home. Tell the band to go home. Go home. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, tell the band to go home. Tell the band to go home. Tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, tell the band to go home. Jeff Robson, tell the band to go home.
Yes, indeed. Tell the band to go home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. And today, we're going to talk a little bit more than we usually do because it's Pledge-O-Rama time, don't you know? This is the time of year when we ask for your help to keep this wonderful institution going. And this year, we have a big project that we need to undertake. We need to replace our antenna tower, which is that big thing that sends the signal all across the city and surrounding areas. And without that tower, well, you don't hear us on your radio. Now, I know that most of you listen to us online probably anyway, but having that radio available is a huge part of what we do here, and we reach a lot of people that way. So we need that thing to keep going. And without your pledges, without your donations, it's going to be a little tough to make that possible. So we're hoping that today you will support us and tell us that you appreciate what we do here, because we work pretty hard and we're very passionate about what we do. And I hope that we bring something meaningful into your life. I know that we do a lot of great things for our community as far as introducing you to artists and telling you about events and spreading ideas and all kinds of great things that you wouldn't hear on your normal radio. So we work hard. We know that the benefits are there of having something like UMFM. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the dark, dark days pre-1998 when it was only commercial radio in Winnipeg. It was those were desperate times indeed. There used to be a little community station downtown. You could only get it if you plugged your cable cord into your radio, and I used to listen to that thing. But it was a pain in the neck. So it's a good thing we have UMFM that we can pop on the radio in the car or wherever we are and find out about great music. And there's all kinds of fabulous shows On this station, I've been here for a while today. This morning, of course, we kicked off with Ray Alexander, Fascinating Rhythm. If you like the jazz music, Ray is your guy. And he knows it all. And he works hard at his show. And we're grateful that many people phoned in and supported him this morning. That was great. Mondo Hollywood after that, one of my favorite shows here on UMFM. I learned something new every week on that show. Where else in the world can you listen to a specially curated show featuring movie soundtracks? I'm guessing that if there's another show in the world, there aren't too many. And certainly none with a local focus and a local personality like Amanda putting her heart and soul into that fabulous show. And did you see the amazing stuff that she had to give away this morning? I bet she probably still has a few things left if you get in your pledge for Mondo Hollywood. And then last hour, Ripped Hat Blues. Now, Steven, he's only been doing his show here for a little while, and I kind of thought, well, maybe the kid will need me to help him out on the show today. You know, because he's new and he's green. He brought in Big Dave McLean. He didn't need any help from me. You did a great job there, Steven. We're very lucky to have you. I was talking to Jared before. I think it's been a very, very, very long time since UMFM had a real kind of classic blues show. So we're very happy to have Steven's show. So if you want to support his show, we certainly encourage you. And of course, right now, whether it's against your will or not, you're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home. We play singer-songwriters and a generous helping of the Damwells on this program. And we try to play things that you wouldn't normally hear. We tell you about all the good stuff going on in town. And I know for a fact that I've introduced a lot of you to some great music over the years, because sometimes you tell me. And I appreciate that. And that in itself is good enough. But it is very, very nice when we can have a little bit of financial assistance this once a year. So we'd love for you to show that appreciation, if you would, 204-474-6610. Now, the total board hasn't really moved for a while. We're still officially at 11,934. So I'm still looking for at least $66 to push us over the edge. Now, I know we have a few generous pre-pledges who have not, we haven't included in that total yet, and we will thank some of our amazing donors as we go on the program. We also have a bunch of exclusive stuff. I keep amassing this huge box of stuff to give away, and for some reason I tend to never give some of it away. I want to blow it out. I don't want to take it home with me, so please let me know if any of the stuff that I'm giving away looks good to you. I've been posting it on Instagram, Twitter. You can find us at Tell the Band to Go Home, or I'm Jeff Robson on the Twitter, on the Facebook, Tell the Band to Go Home. So far today, I posted, we got a Buffy St. Marie album, her latest, Power in the Blood, an amazing, amazing record, award-winning. We got Jess Klein, I Love Myself Some Jess Klein, not her most recent record, but the one before Learning Faith, some great, great stuff on there. Oh my God, that's a great record. The wonderful John Mann from Spirit of the West, not doing so good these days, his last solo record, I believe, called The Waiting Room. It's kind of a concept record about him dealing with cancer. Powerful, wonderful record that. I got I think three different records from the wonderful Jory Nash. I love Jory Nash so much. And we have, I think, three of his records. The Many Hats of Jory Nash, Little Pilgrim, and that other one that's over there. You know that one there. I'll pull it out in a second. We also have an album from Scott Cook. Many of you saw Scott Cook at the Sunset Saloon this year. He is wonderful and charming and entertaining, and we love him so much. His record, One More Time Around, which contains some of my very favorite songs of his. And a Greg Brown cover on there, and all kinds of good stuff. That's a great record. You may have also seen a couple of times a guy named Tony Furtado at my house. He's an amazing virtuoso musician, a great songwriter, a talented singer, and an amazing sculpture artist as well. The album that introduced me to Tony is called These Chains. It's kind of a rock and blues record. If you like Ripped Hat Blues, I bet you'd love this record. It's yours today with your pledge. We also have a record from Charlie Mars, his great album Blackberry Light. Still have a couple of those kicking around. I found a couple of copies of our good friend Michael Johnston's record, Curious Heart. And it contains lead vocals from O Susanna, Reed Jameson, Andy Mays, and a bunch of other special guests. It's a wonderful record. It's one of our most played albums of all time here on the show. Any of those, if you've pledged already, let us know, 204-474-6610, or you can call me here if you want to talk. 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook. Looks like Jared is scribbling away over at the board there, ready to update us. Holy cow, it looks like we've taken a massive jump since that board has been updated last. And I would bet that a lot of that has to do with the listeners of this fine program, Tell the Band to Go Home. Well, I should say the listeners are fine. The show's not... The show could use some work,
officially
but
officially from Sunday
mornings. All right, so we're over 14,000 now. $14,099. You know, I hate to see a number like $99. So, you know, if you come and you donate $101.50, which is one of our incentive levels, you can make that weird 99 go away. I'd love that. You just go to umfm.com/donate if you're not near a phone, or phone John Prentice or one of the many other Terrys out there, 204-474-6610, ready to take your pledges. We got special guests coming down, our good friends Carrie and Devin Latimer. We hear they may have some background singers and even animal accompaniment coming in live in the studio, and they've put together, oh my god, a prize package that it kind of makes me drool a little bit. It's a bunch of old classic Nathan stuff and some neat compilations, and oh, it's so cool. Can't wait for them to bring it in here. Looking forward to that. And if there's anything that would help you make your pledge, we can try to get it on today. Let me know. Not as much time for requests as we normally like to have. But we'll get something to you. Thank you for whoever's phoning right now. Maybe it's the wrong number. I don't know. But thanks for that. What are we going to play today? I don't know. Usually the usual mix of what I've been listening to lately. I want to get to some of the stuff that I'm giving away. I want to play some tracks from some of these great records that were given away. Here's one that I just heard for the first time the other day. There's a cool video for it, and it's very timely considering what's going on, and certainly something to keep in mind as you go to the ballot box tomorrow to elect a new Canadian government, or hopefully re-elect the current one. That would be nice. But this is brand new, talking about kind of how the youth of today are finally starting to stand up for themselves and put us old folks in our place. This is brand new from Frazee Ford. Give us a call, 204-474-6610. Die.
you learned it. You built your chapel, and then you burned it. Was it Satan or the second coming? So you're bearing the song you're strumming. How am I ever gonna get by? How am I ever gonna get by myself? How am I ever gonna get by? How am I ever gonna get by myself?
This is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Strange new feeling like you might be saved. And the fever breaks like a perfect wave. So you get up and smile at yourself in the mirror. And that missing part of you has never been clearer. Let there be love. Let there be love, let there be love, let there be love, let there be love. Dancing through the ghosts in the glitter of the last parade. Down the same street from once you were too afraid to go. When you start missing who means everything to you, you reach out with your hands. And you feel them coming back in through to you, and you finally understand. Let there be love, let there be love, let there be love. Let there be love, let there be love, let there be love. Let there be love. At the right place, at the right time. If you give me yours, I will give you mine. What you gonna do till yours is through? What you gonna do till yours is through? What you gonna do till yours is true? What you gonna do till yours is through?
Let there be love, let there be.
UMFM Pledge-O-Rama 2019. We're here looking for your help, playing you some great music. That's brand new from Matt Mays. He's coming to town in a little over a week, coming up on the 28th, I believe, at the Garrick. That's his brand new single, Let There Be Love. There's an acoustic and an electric version. That's the acoustic one. Before that, something brand new from John Moreland. He's got a new record called LP5 coming out. That was East October. Fantastic. And something brand new from Frazee Ford in there. The Kids Are Having None of It. Is her brand new single. You have to dial up the video and see her dancing around the streets of Vancouver and all these cool things going on. And for some reason, the bass player is playing bass in the garden. I don't know. I don't know if that's a bass player thing. The bass player is not even listening to me, but he's just sitting in the garden playing bass. I don't really understand that, whether that's a bass player thing.